Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. You can see from all this array that we are trying to use the facilities of modern seminar giving in this little seminar. However, I am, would like to make one very important note before we start today's seminar. The real smaranam or remembering of Krishna will have to be done by you in your own time. Yesterday my assistant Shishtikata came to me after the program and he said something very important. He had been in a seminar which I was giving in Switzerland with the same title, and he saw how I had taken more time to develop each of the jewels of smaranam, of meditation, and delving for longer time on them. This time I have chosen to speak in a little different way because of lack of time. This time I would like to just give you some ideas how you can integrate this third process of the nine processes of devotional service in your own life. But you will have to maybe go through your notes or later through the tapes and then apply each of these processes as you see they are relevant for your own practice in Krishna consciousness. It's in other words a motivational seminar, but it is not, I cannot go enough into the details of the actual experience as I would like to do. Only on the last day, I have to find out when this is, if it's Saturday or Friday, then we will do a guided meditation, a real experiment on what we have learned. Good. Let me summarize for the benefit of all of us what we have covered yesterday. Yesterday, we have heard in a general way where the place of smaranam is in our tradition. We have shortly spoken about the mind as the king of the senses who needs to be filled with Krishna. In the Purana, Padma Purana, it is stated that to always remember Krishna, smartavya satatam Vishnu, and to never forget Krishna, vismatavya nayatuchit, is the sum and substance of all the rules and regulations. In other words, we have to come at one stage in our devotional service from the endeavor of the body and the voice to the stage where we can actually engage the mind. Then we have spoken about a meditation which Srila Prabhupada has discussed. It's called the Diamond Throne Meditation. We have also given a list For those of you who do not yet have this, Bhakti and Dolores can supply it to you, but I have seen more copies have been made. How Krishna is worshipped in the mind. I was handing out this list, which comes from the puja department, so that the devotees, so that we all know in our meditations about Krishna how to please him, how to do pleasant things for him. Then we have heard also about the super soul and Krishna's descriptions in the Gita, how we can meditate about him in the form of the super soul. Some devotees liked the statement of Lord Kapiladev in the Bhagavatam about how by meditating about the smile of the Lord in the heart, the ocean of tears becomes evaporated. And they have wondered where this is. For those of you who like to read this in your own time, you can find it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 28th chapter, starting from the 21st verse. It's this whole area, but you will have to read for 5 verses, and then you come to this. Now, today, we want to go further on in our meditational process and a little bit from the nectar of devotion, how Srila Prabhupada or Rupa Goswami and then Prabhupada in his purport explains meditation. To meditate, you can find this on page 92 of Nectar of Devotion. To meditate means to engage the mind in thinking of the form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, and the service of the Lord. Meditation does not mean anything impersonal or void. According to Vedic literature, meditation is always on the form of Vishnu. So, in this seminar, I hope to meditate with you or describe to you the beautiful form of Krishna and describe to you how to do this. I have a very big warning which I will show before I can go into this area, because it is a very dangerous activity, as we will see, and a warning must be spoken out from Rupa Goswami. And we have printed this warning so that it is very clear, but for now I will just keep this warning in suspense so that you are very curious when it comes. Haribo. So, right. Now, we hear, in other words, that when a devotee meditates about Krishna, it's about the form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, and the service of the Lord. In our seminar, which will start in the second part of the seminar, I will talk about how the things can be done with quotations from Srila Prabhupada's books. Before we go totally into this subject, you see a little improvisation going on here in the seminar. I would like to just briefly describe to all of you the different stages of meditation or smaranam, which are taken from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's commentary on the 8th text of the Upadeshamrita, which is quoted by Srila Prabhupada in the book Nectar of Instruction. There are 5 stages of meditation, and I feel it's very, very important that we know about them, because we want to meditate and we don't really know where are we and how will this go on and so on. The first is what every one of us already does. It is called smarana, or general thinking of the Lord, where the mind sometimes becomes distracted. You have this experience? You think about Krishna and then something, or you talk with your devotee friends about Krishna and then something distracting happens, like the newest scandal in ISKCON, which comes to your mind, and then it occupies your thought for a long time and you do not really think so much of Krishna as you would like. This is a general memory or remembrance of Krishna called Smaranam. The second is also used, these are words used also by Patanjali, the yoga, propounder of the yoga system. It's dharana. Dharana means holding the Lord's forms, qualities, etc. within the mind. This process comes after withdrawal from the sense objects. At this stage, a devotee is actually able to hold the form of the Lord in the mind. What it means is he is no longer attracted so much to sense objects and has given this up. The next stage is called dhyana, or unbroken contemplation upon the object of meditation. The next stage, fourth, is called anusmriti, where dhyana is performed constantly like a flow of nectar. At such a time, a devotee will just think of Krishna and think of Krishna, and he will think of one thing after the next of Krishna, and he will be totally Krishna conscious, and will be in the flow of nectar. At this time, you can see almost like a river of remembrance has been set free in the heart, and it flows and flows and flows, and the waves are there. Sometimes this, you think of this quality of Krishna, and so on. And finally comes the stage of samadhi, when one's meditation becomes entirely free from all impediments and wholly uninterrupted. At this stage, one has a vivid perception of Krishna. We hear that this on this stage of samadhi, Srila Rupa Goswami saw the leelas of Krishna in Vrindavan, and he was totally oblivious of his surroundings, of people passing by, and so on and so forth. It was totally immersed. This description was somewhat technical, and I want to reduce it to a point which is easily to be remembered. In the beginning, it is natural that when you try to think of Krishna always and never forget him, that it will not work. You will be interrupted. But as you are doing this more and more and trying more and more to think of Krishna, it will work. Obviously, this state has also something to do with what we call in our language anatta nivritti, when so many unwanted thoughts, like lust, greedy thoughts, and so on, are out of the mind, it's easier to think of Krishna. In other words, like everything, all the processes in devotional service, they work better when we come beyond anatta nivritti and come to the stage of nishta and ruchi and all these things. It holds true to all the stages. Now, I was telling you that I would like to go and discuss a little bit about the form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, and the leelas of the Lord, and what it means to meditate about this. But can any one of you tell me what comes before the form of the qualities and the activities? The name. For knowledge of anything, let us say, if we have knowledge of this film camera, which is filming our seminar, we first want to know, what is this called? And our filmer says, it's a Betacam digital novelty. you know, then comes name, then comes form. We look at it, it's rather small. Then comes qualities. It is maybe a very good and expensive filming equipment. And then comes the activities, how it records, is it a digital thing, and so on. So also when we think about the Lord, we first have to think about the name of the Lord. And therefore, I want to, before going into the form and the qualities of the Lord, I want to go into His name. We want to think a little bit about Naam Japa. Now, this seminar is designed for people who do not know much about Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I have made a video recording which is, which I was hesitant to show. It's a video recording about people who do Naam Japa, but in another tradition than ours. We will travel now to the holy mountain called of Athos and watch the Greek monks do their name meditation. After this, we will discuss a little bit what we saw and if we think something applies to our own practice of chanting Krishna's holy name, the japa meditation, if we can use this for something on our own. You will now have to practice your interreligious side a little bit and just watch. Although this is not your practice, if you can learn something for your own japa meditation, all right? If you cannot see it because it is too low, you can easily get up and stand, but don't stand stand with intelligence at the proper places. Please let us turn off the light and, yes, and maybe even close the curtains for better viewing. I might have to translate to you some parts because it's in the sweet German language. Isn't it beautiful, yes. This type of monk community? Do you feel that for your own practice of chanting the name of the Lord, which in our tradition we know as the beautiful, that nomenclature Krishna, the all-attractive one, you can learn something from such an example? And if yes, what could that be? You can learn to respect this holy practice of calling the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Respect for the holy name itself.
Respect for the holy name itself. And concentration, you were saying. Why did you say concentration?
We see often that we, due to time pressure, yeah, so many things, we chant quite inattentive.
Yeah. We sometimes chant quite inattentive, and here we saw, you could see from the sound, Kyrie eleison, eleison, the mood which he had, it was a good japa mood, yes.
Video, you saw how they placed the holy name of the Lord and the recitation of it as the very center of their lives.
Yes.
And yet we have so much theology and philosophy, even more than they have, on the meaning and the benefits of the holy name. And how much do we make it a center like they do?
Yeah, very good. They made the chanting of the holy names so much a center of their lives. How much do we make it a center of the life? That's a question which we can find from there. Mm-hmm.
I also saw that they even do when they chant the holy name throughout their activities, and from the morning till evening.
From the morning till the evening. Have you heard they chant? Have you heard Prabhupada speaking about this? Is it something relevant to us? Or yes, they are. He even sometimes says 24 hours. Yes.
Jesus Christ is the son of Krishna.
Yeah.
Then you can understand that the Christ is also in our heart.
Mm-hmm. Christ is also in our heart just as Krishna is. Uh-huh. I'm repeating. The reason why I speak after you is because the devotees who listen to tapes, and they are sometimes quite many, they become so absolutely annoyed with me and write big letters when they don't hear what the others say and only me. So then I've learned from that. Yes.
It looks all quite peaceful, and I think this is also very essential in our spiritual life. Peacefulness,
I think, is very essential in our spiritual life, and we could see it there. Thank you very much for your very, very nice commentaries. I must say, very nice that you see all this in this video. Yes. I will now talk a little bit about meditation on the Holy Name. This was like something to make you think. Varian Prabhu, I have to put the microphone somewhere else now. I can just do it on my... We will not change places again. In their theology, the name of Jesus is also, as far as I know, God, because the Son is not different from God.
So they are chanting the name of Jesus.
As a holy name, yes. That is our understanding, but they have a different understanding, yes.
They think it's same,
but yeah. It's, God and the Father, I and the Father am one. I'm not so good in this myself. This is very nice that you, we just want to see an example of chanting divine names, you can say. If you don't want to say God's name is the Son, and He is only the Son, He's not God, it is alright. I just, maybe it's important to give a theological analysis to the connection of Christianity and Krishna consciousness, or the differences, and so on. But this is not the purpose of my seminar. I just wanted to show people who are engaged in chanting something which is connected with God, if you so want. Mm-hmm. But these are certainly important questions for a devotee, and it's the duty of a maybe there will be seminars in the future on this subject. Good. Now we go... I want to talk a little bit on the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the Yajna Valkya Samhita, it's a Vedic book, there is a statement which I will use as an entry. Without knowing the meaning and the goal of chanting a mantra, the goal cannot be attained. It is, in other words, very important for anyone who chants a mantra to know what the mantra means. The meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has been analyzed in Hari Bhakti Vilas and in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, and I want to read to you the meaning, and then I would like to read to you how Srila Prabhupada has given us an excellent summary which incorporates all these points about what we can, how we can meditate about the meaning of the Holy Name. The meaning of the Holy Name, scriptures say, if you want to enter deeper into your Naam Japa, it is extremely important to think about the meaning of the name and to avoid Prajalpa in your life. These two rules are given. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes this shloka in the Bhajan Rahasya. Let us not talk nonsense, because when we talk so much nonsense throughout the day, this will come back and move our agitated minds. If you want to go deeper into the Holy Name, you must avoid in your life to talk nonsensical things. Second is, when you chant, you must meditate about the meaning. Now, each of the words of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has a meaning. The first Hari addresses the energy of the Lord, and the meaning is in Hari Bhakti Vilas given as such. O Radhe, having captured my mind, please free me from material bondage. This was Hari, now comes Krishna. If you want to have this, know about this, then I will now make a subtle advertisement. Please purchase this illustrious book called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name from Vishnu Murti, Haribol. Or make a photocopy, or just borrow it. The next thing is called, it's on page 173. The next thing is, the next word is called Krishna. Oh Krishna, please attract my mind by pulling it to you. The next word is Hari, of the energy of the Lord. Oh Radhe, capture my heart by showing me your unsurpassed sweetness. The next word is Krishna. O Krishna, please purify my mind with knowledge about devotional service given by your pure devotee, Srila, pure devotee. Then, O Krishna, give me steadiness to appreciate your transcendental name, form, quality, and pastime. And it goes on and on. Please instruct me how to serve you. These are the noble desires of the devotee who chants the holy name. He addresses Lord, the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains this. So we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, the energy of the Lord. Oh, the Lord, please accept me. That's all. Please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry. And we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me. Please accept me. I personally feel this is very important. This quotation was taken from a lecture given on the 19th of the 11th month in the year 69. And another of these moving, we are discussing now the mood in which we can best focus on the name, is given by Chaitanya, is also taught by Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a sannyasi. He has no necessity. Why? He's crying for Govinda. He has given up the whole world, became sannyasi. And why is he crying for Govinda? That is a real necessity. Govinda vira hinami, the Govinda necessity. The necessity is Govinda, and he is not alone. There's again life, again Vrindavan, again gopis, again dancing, again eating, again everything. That is real necessity. Now I admit that these are very intense quotations of Srila Prabhupada about the mood which a devotee should have when engaging in the chanting of the holy name. I personally have seen in my own life, my chanting sometimes being absent-minded and not at all focused. And I have seen times when in my japa a focus came. And I have always seen when this mood came that one should see himself in this ocean of material life, separated from the Lord, and by chanting His holy name, if one meditates like this, I want to be, please accept me as a dust particle as of your lotus feet, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. This urge, this desire, then something happens in the japa meditation. But if a person chants in great material satisfaction, everything is moksha, or okay. Nothing happens. Prabhupada even writes about this. So the chanting really of the Hare Krishna mantra is an intense request to the Lord. Please again engage me in your service. I was reading you a little bit from our tradition, but there is a reason, I suppose, why, or there's for sure a reason why Prabhupada has boiled it down to a simple meaning. The meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is, O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. What this means is, please accept me. This mood we must have. We must meditate about the meaning. Otherwise, our minds will not be able to be with the chanting. Can I ask you, what do you think is the greatest obstacle in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
I think that there is something more important.
To think that there is something more important?
Inattentiveness.
Inattentiveness
and the distraction from
mind. Inattentiveness and distraction of the mind. Thank you very much. You are correct. All the offenses against the holy name are coming from one reason only. We know that someone who chants with offenses can never really come to a high state of pleasing the Supreme Lord with his chanting. Now, we therefore, in many temples, it is practiced to read before the chanting the 10 offenses against the holy name, so that we avoid them. But very often, it is difficult to remember them. It is stated that the mind cannot remember more than 3 things at once. It just gets this and this and this, then you need a list, like me. But there is one simple thing. If you work on the root of all the offenses, that is inattention while chanting the holy name, you will cut the tree of offenses. It will fall. You may not be able to concentrate on all, the whole tree of offenses, but if you just go for this part, the root, inattention, you will be satisfied, and it will go very easy with your chanting, because you will avoid the obstacles against chanting the holy name, and that is inattention. Now, we hear that there are 3 reasons for inattention. And I want to be sure that I will tell them to you in the proper order. So I will just look on them. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare. So, here it comes. The first inattention, the first cause of inattention is really an indifference, or we could say a lack of attraction. You just don't feel so attracted to Krishna. Then why should you chant his holy name? When you are in love and you call, and a man in love calls the name of his beloved, it has a different tone than someone who thinks, who is this person? You know, so if you are, you have to increase your attraction to Krishna to really become more attracted to the holy name. It's very important in the life. So the first reason is lack of attraction. Maybe we can have someone write this down. Lack of attraction. The second reason is a laziness. Too lazy. Lazy Sunday afternoon. I have no time to worry. I'm lazy. Laziness means to chant with a murky mind. And the third is vikshepa, or distraction. That something comes, and so on. There are three remedies which you can take against these things, and please use a red pen, just write them here. For lack of attraction, you should have sadhu sangha. Yeah. In sadhu sangha, shraddha is born, and you get more attracted to Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Tomorrow I will give you simple pranayama exercises, how to stay awake during classes. Before we start the seminar, we will all gather outside, and then the rest of Radhadesh will talk for the next 10 years about our pranayama exercises, because they are very powerful. So I will announce this again, even put it on the post, that you please stay there, so that we don't... In sadhu sangha, you can learn to become attracted to Krishna. That's why sadhu sangha is so important. Do you already feel a little bit being here? Do you feel it's coming? Oh yeah, it's important, Krishna. You know, the lecture this morning about these devotees who did these enormous things, like this person who arranged his burial, and that someone read his letter. It was so far out of what faith he had in Krishna, and he, I hear, was not even the most on the highest states of steadiness in Krishna. You know, we get this. Sadhu Sangha. Now, when you are too lazy, what to do when you are too lazy? No. Laziness is in the mind. To do some action. Yes. Have kirtan when you are lazy. It makes you jump up and down. Well, when you are a young devotee, yes, but when you are an old devotee... But it's true. When I saw Kadamba Kanana Maharaj this morning, I was determined. I said, I'm too tired. I will just stand very saintly on the side and look very absorbed, and then I hope no one comes and throws me in the center. But in many girls, he was so enthusiastic. Here's the word, enthusiasm. I said it. I didn't want to say it, but you must see that you can become enthusiastic in your life. This is very, very important in one's spiritual life. It said, enthusiasm is the soul of Shraddha. If you just have a belief, but you are not enthusiastic, then it's your belief is like a body without soul. It's dead. Enthusiasm. This would be a whole lecture, the sources of enthusiasm. There is also lots of information what you can do. It really, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's analysis, it boils down to sadhu sangha. And distraction, The third cause of inattention can be dismantled by choosing a location which is free from disturbances, a disturbance-free location. This is a very interesting point. Today I was chanting in the temple and there was one devotee who had the boxing pose. Did you visit him? Did you see him? We need to find out if it is for training for the next... You know, I have not isolated really the reason for this pose, but I'm highly interested in this because it really... with the bebek, it was very, very extraordinary visionary experience. I was disturbed because I thought, what is a match going to take place in the this would be not good. I was immediately thinking and asking devotees, is this a boxing champion? You know, I was really, then I thought, no, it's a naive question, maybe it is to stay awake or to box with sleep, or you know, I did not know. You know, distraction can cause inattention, which can cause the other offenses. And I wanted to just give an example. So I feel we should be, with those, we should be a little careful to have the temple room. It is meant as a distraction-free location during japa. Sometimes in Goloka Dham we have devotees who chant so loud that no one can concentrate. We should understand it is a meditation, japa meditation, we say, and advertise it for the world. We should be a little meditative. It is important, and we should help others to also do this. So, this gets longer than I expected. Is this clear to you, or would you like to ask any question? If it is not absolutely important for you to ask a question, this is called spiritual abuse, you know, to alienate your audience from you. I shouldn't say this. You know what I mean. I think it is clear. Just write it down and apply it in your life. It's really so simple. It's very clear. What is the source of this? The source of this is Harinam Chintamani by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and now a modern book. Hare Krishna. Now, I want to go with you to a very, very nice exercise. A practical support in the chanting of the holy name. May I request you to again close the light out so that you can see it better. This is what you want, what you can do to increase your name chanting, the chanting of the holy name. I have taken this from a seminar of His Holiness Satsvarup Maharaj, who I personally consider the first devotee, really, who helped me to understand how it is important to increase our attention on our rounds. He wrote, in the early days, he wrote something on a piece of paper called Japa Reform. And later, from his snow, and I remember I was in Germany at the time. This we will also copy for you and hand out for you, so that you do. I see all of you already. I have to write this down and so on. No need. Tomorrow morning you will be able to collect it from the same two devotees, Dolores and Jagoda, and then have it for you. To take home, because it's very, very useful. He had written this on a piece of paper, more or less for his own I think it was not really available on the ISKCON market. And I remember I was very, very, I felt that the chanting of the holy name is really our practice. It is all what we have. Now, I must improve it. This is what we can do to please the Lord and to go back to Godhead eventually. And I heard he had written it down, and I wrote him, Maharaj, you do not know me, and I only have heard about your name. Can you kindly send some information to me, not considering me a foreigner and a stranger to you? And he wrote such a nice letter to me. I will never forget this. It said, you are at the right spot. Here, work on this point, and your spiritual life will go on and on. Prabhupada has said this. And so later he gave a seminar called Obstacles in Devotional Service in Italy and composed this list. Now, because I'm extremely arrogant by nature and so creative that I can't stop thinking on my own, I have taken this list and expanded it a little bit according to my own realization and what I have found in the scriptures and in my own practice. So he is really the cause. I should give credit, and I've tried to look for additional informations. This list has helped many, many devotees, or not, you know, what he has written and has said about it, and this has helped many, many devotees to curb inattention while chanting and to become real chanters in their life. And I want to go quickly with you through the, through the point by point. The preparation needs a resolution which is made the day before. Next morning I will chant with full concentration. Go to bed early. Why? If you are sleepy while you are chanting, the mind is slabby or weak. And with a slabby mind, a weak mind, you cannot concentrate. Therefore, have enough sleep if you want to do your thing. It sounds strange that a sannyasi should tell his audience, go to bed early. But it's based on experience, believe me. This morning, my japa, some of you have seen maybe, I was struggling because I was so tired, and it's difficult. So if you want to increase, do the preparation by going to bed early and have enough sleep. 6 hours, if you are, now the atmosphere is so polluted and so on, some of us require already more than 6 hours and are getting older and so on, whatever it is. The second point, start very early next morning. There is a reason why. When you chant early in the morning, Hare Krishna, I want your attention, in other words. because this is the nature, when you have a list, everyone goes, vroom, 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 let me read it as soon as possible. if you chant early, your mind has not all these sanskaras or impressions in it. Vielleicht kannst du einfach darüber gehen. And when your mind is free from impressions, it's much easier to chant. Then I have, in point two, offered other things like chant at a place free of disturbance, either in the association of devotees or at a location which offers you maximum of solitude. If the mind starts to flicker, calm it down by prayer or try some breathing exercises. You might think, oh, this is now too much. Why does he always say these new points? From where does he have them? We are not a yoga club. We are ISKCON. Interesting thing is that Sanatana Goswami advises that before Gayatri Mantra chanting, we should do some pranayama exercises. Have you ever done? Have you this experience? You're extremely agitated. Something got on your nerves, and then you usually go to a window, maybe, and you start to breathe, and you feel that you're getting calmer. Have you experienced this? Now pranayama takes this simple human experience and makes a yoga system out of it. I personally do not think that we should learn this, and it is very, very dangerous. And I have heard that a good percentage of people in the mental hospitals are those who tried pranayama exercises, and instead of calming the mind was made more turbulent. It is a science of great impact, and therefore we will, it's not good if you try to now overdo this, but you can just simply, you know, that's the most simple form. I will tomorrow morning will give you a little pranayama exercise which makes you happy, healthy, and wise before we start. For some it might be too detailed, and they really not into details so much. So then just breathe in and out. It works also. Third point. Now, while you're chanting, you should chant your rounds fluently, without interruption. It's very important that you go into a certain speed of chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is a beautiful tape of Srila Prabhupada, which I personally can recommend, where he is chanting with his devotees. Some devotees have the sit properly tape. Have you heard that? This I have heard was not his usual japa. It was when he was at an recorded during an initiation ceremony. Prabhupada chanted on the beads of all those who got initiated. Sometimes it were 20, sometimes it were 30, sometimes it were 10. It is chanted in a certain situation, but it is not. If you want to hear his normal japa, you can listen to this tape which I have and which I will show you tomorrow. We will hear just 1 minute of it, and if you want, we can give it to Varian Prabhu for the Radhadesh tape ministry. I suppose you have it already, but if you don't, we can see. It is with the early devotees. It was, I believe, done in Dallas, and he was sitting there with his devotees, and they all chant this. And you can see how Prabhupada chanting is very fluent. It's like a river. It's very important, because by this the mind can become absorbed, and so on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You can see it builds up an atmosphere even, and it helps you concentrate. If you have questions,
it's a remark, I think. Yeah? The sit properly session is on a CD, and it's followed by another track, and that's the...
Oh, yeah. You're referring to. Very good. We have it on a CD, in other words.
Probably Vishnumurti has it.
Probably Vishnumurti has it, yeah. Now comes something very interesting. Point B. Take care of a clear, distinct pronunciation of the holy names. In one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada says that chanting the holy names of the Lord involves the upper and lower lip. This comes also in the book. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have to articulate the sound. If the sound is not properly there, the divine, the sound of the holy name, it's very difficult to meditate. You cannot be sluggish. At this time, many of my Japa Reform speakers will introduce you to five types of ISKCON chanting, the bullet chanting, the sleep chanting, and so on. But I will not do this because you know it from your own experience and so on. You must chant distinctly, pronounce it properly. Now, this next point, see, is to keep a straight, upright posture. This is again from the yoga tradition. We are also a bhakti yoga tradition. If your spine is in an upright position, your mind will have it much easier to concentrate. It is said that sitting upright is in the mode of goodness. What could lying down be? The mode of ignorance. And what could walking be? In the mode of passion. Mm-hmm. Sitting down, keep a straight upright posture. Sit properly. Now these, what we have heard now, are all mechanical things. You can't improve a spiritual practice only by mechanical tips. Now it gets serious. This was just easy work. To get to bed, it's not very spiritual. Early, to start early when the mind is free from sanskaras, to chant fluently, to take care of a clear, distinct pronunciation of the holy name, to keep a straight and upright posture is mechanical, but now comes the mind. And now starts the real work. This is engineer's work, which we have done. Now comes Brahman's work. Concentrate the mind on the sound vibration. Now, how to do this? How to control the mind? This is really not done so expertly. It should be 1.4, and this should be 4. This 5 should be dropped, but sometimes after 4, one gets hazy with the numbers. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita gives one shloka. Wherever the mind wanders due to his restless nature, one should certainly draw it back and bring it under the control of the self. Yata yata nishalati tata tata, and so on. I must be honest, I do not know the rest. But wherever the mind goes, tata tata, from there one should bring it under control. Do this, but don't do it in the spasmatic way. The spasmatic way is, you know, you go like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You know, do it in a gentle way. You know, to draw, because when you put too much energy into this process, you won't have the energy back for this meditative process. You need to, when it happens, all right, my dear little friend, who is not born from the highest culture, you have again sniffed at the things of the world. Please come back. Like this. The next point is, relieve it from the past by not delving on what happened the day before or the week before. There are two functions of the mind. It goes back, lamenting about the past, and it goes forth, desiring for the future, or hankering for the future. The hankering and the lamenting and hankering function of the mind are delving in the past and making plans for the future. It is not very good for you just do it. Relieve it. Say, this is not for now. Now is chanting. And here on point C, I have abandoned the planning of your daily schedule. Do you also have this? It's really an anatta which I am very aware of in my life. It starts, you know, I'm coming into some place and I know I have to speak to these devotees. I have to deliver this. I have to fetch this and so on. And then the mind starts planning. And because it always forgets what it has planned, it repeats it again. And then I have to meet these devotees and I have to deliver this and fetch this, you know. And a minute later, I have to speak to these devotees and deliver this and fetch this. It is... Be clever. Be a person of integrity. Take this little instrument and this little instrument, a pen and a paper. Just write it down, your nervous page, put it there. The paper will hold it for you, free of cost, and free of mental energy. This is a list keeping. Point six. Now we get more deep. This was about mind control. Now comes attitude. Try to attain the state of mind recommended in the third verse of Sri Shikshastakam. This is four qualities: humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect for all living beings. This attempt will succeed if you bear in mind that as the soul, you are an insignificant, minute part of the Lord. This practice of Trinada Pisunichina, one should be more humble than the straw and the grass and more tolerant than the tree. You can just, if you do one meditation, and this we will also learn later, it's the Buddha Shuddhi prayers, where you meditate how you are a soul. I mean, part and parcels of you. The pujaris do this before they do their puja. So before you do the meditation on the holy name, you can think about how you are an eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna. I will actually do this. I wanted to do this later, but are you interested in this meditation? Because then we have. These subjects are so interesting that I really have to see how we can all bring this out for you in the short time which we have. Mm-hmm. Here, these are called Buddha Shuddhi prayers. Maybe someone who knows Santari Bhaksha, I believe you can write it down very easily. You can look over my shoulder if you have. They are prayed before chanting mantras and before doing puja. Buddha Shuddhi prayers. Buddha, what means Buddha? No, intelligence means buddhi. Yeah. No, Buddha. Body. It means material elements. The Panch Bhutas, the five material elements. I can see this meditation will take longer time, and we are 2 minutes before the closure of the seminar. But just to bring it, Buddha Shuddhi means pure, pure from material elements. This meditation which you do, I will explain it tomorrow morning. I can't do it now. You will move away from the material elements and from the, and you will concentrate on your spirituality. And we have to do this tomorrow. I'm very sorry. There's a little time. The seventh point is to meditate on the meaning of the holy names while chanting, as it is revealed by Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. Meditate deeply. Oh Krishna, please again engage me in your service. And the last point I have is a little similar. Chant with a feeling of longing for Krishna. Please accept me. Please accept me. So this is on the holy name, and on the name itself. I would like to end the seminar with a simple song where we sing the holy names of the Lord in a different way than the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This will take. This is a very beautiful mantra, which is very nice to learn. Please take it. Here it comes. This mantra is found in the work Brihat Bhagavatamrita. It is after Gop Kumar, the hero of the book. Someone please pick up the madanga. Ready to go back home, back to Godhead. He's introduced to the process of chanting the Lord's holy names, and he begins to chant these names again and again. I will chant them for you. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Ashi Ashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallavi Jivana Radhikesha. Ashi Ashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallavi Jivana Radhikesha. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Ashi Ashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallavi Jivana Radhikesha. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Tila Prabhupada. This was Nam meditation, the meditation about the name. The mantra which you just sung was called, O Shri Krishna, Gopala, Hari Mukunda, Govinda, O son of Nanda, O Krishna, O son of Yashoda. You are the life of the gopis, the Lord and Master of Radhika. Please be merciful to me. Hare Krishna. Please come tomorrow and I wanted to say, please keep in mind tomorrow before you come, please don't come up. Be here at precisely, what is it? When do we start? 12:40. But be outside. Because then we want to make a pranayama exercise, and show you. It will be quite helpful for you. Thank you very much for coming to the seminar. All the best. Hare Krishna.